This is Mucho African Radio, live at the Black Diplomacy Summit in Toronto. My name is Angelica Johnson-Baptista. I am the program assistant to the Black Diplomats Academy. We welcome our partners, speakers, fellows to our summits, and we look forward to having an engaging conversation.
I'm Andrew Brown. I'm Associate Deputy Minister at Employment and Social Development Canada, and was here today at this summit to really talk about some of the things that the Government of Canada is doing to support Black communities across the country. So really wanted to maybe share with you a little bit of that, which is that since in 2018, the Prime Minister indicated that Canada would support the UN Decade for People of African Descent, there have been a number of different programs put in place to support Black communities across the country. And I think one of the things that's really quite innovative is that we've got our programs such as the Supporting Black Canadian Communities Initiative, which has established a network of national funders. These are four sort of high capacity Black organizations across the country, including the Black Business Initiative in the Halifax area, who are themselves making the funding decisions to support Black organizations. So that's been really one of the big initiatives for the Government of Canada. The other things that I've been doing in terms of speaking with the summit participants this morning is talking about my own trajectory through the federal public service. So it's almost 24 years that I've been in the federal public service now. I started off as a sort of junior, if you will, Foreign Service officer in the immigration stream, and it was just earlier this year that I was appointed at the deputy minister level. And so what I was really talking about there was how it is possible to move from the entry level right up to the senior ranks of the public service. And I think it's an important message for Canadian youth to hear, especially for Black Canadian youth. I also wanted them to know that I'm not the only Black deputy minister. There's now four Black deputy ministers, and that's four more than there were in 2020. So there's been a lot of change in a fairly small period of time. I think there's a lot more to do. And the federal government expects to continue engaging with Canadians, with Black Canadian communities specifically, to understand better what are the needs that Black Canadian communities have, and what are they looking for in terms of government programming moving forward. I've really been impressed by the young people here participating in the summit, to see how much they have learned already, to show how they demonstrate an awareness of the issues that are affecting young Black people across the country. I think what I heard from them overall is that they're looking for, on their own part, opportunities. They want to make sure that they have opportunities that are equal to others, and people see them so that they have, whether that opportunity is employment, whether it's to get into diplomacy or federal public service or other sorts of occupations. Tech, as an example, was something some talked about, where there have been barriers and challenges faced by Black people. I think the other thing is that they're pushing for government to recognize these challenges specifically and to do things to help Black Canadians and Black Canadian communities to thrive. So I think those are the specific things that I've heard. I think we need to continue the conversation so that as a federal government, we can figure out how best we can support. It's a challenge for me to answer only in that, of course, the Permanent Forum is a group of about eight or nine representatives who have been identified and who are going to make some recommendations to the UN. And what we do, Canada, other member states of the UN, civil society organizations, is that we are advocating for what we think the Permanent Forum should include in its report and in its declaration. So what do I think we're going to see? I think there were a couple of big themes that came out of the recent meeting, and these are things to watch out for, but we'll, who knows what we'll actually see. One was that many people have said the work is not done. Some people think there should be a second decade. Others have said we just need to make sure that the work continues. It can't stop at the end of next year. So I think that's one thing that we need to keep in mind. The second really was a lot of advocating for work to be done to lift up Black people, lift up Black communities, to recognize the harm that has been done to them over even centuries. And so we're going to have to see what that translates into in terms of action. Those are probably the two main things, that the work needs to continue and that we need to look at ways to really address those systemic barriers and address those years or even centuries of harm that Black communities have faced. Hard for me to speak from the perspective of what Black communities are facing on that front right now. I can say that in the federal government, it's one of the things that we have really tried to address through a number of programs. And notably, in our programs, which are focused on skills development and training, we're really putting an emphasis on bringing more equity-deserving people into the workforce. And so that's something that's more intersectional. There's a focus on racialized Canadians, on Black Canadians, on persons with disabilities, really looking at people who have been marginalized, trying to equip them with the supports that they need to pursue training and to get into the workforce so that people can have more equitable opportunities.